Anyway, so he takes all this work, granted, work for how to capture and control the vast energy of all of us. Granted, it's pretty demonic knowledge, but nonetheless, he didn't give credit. He reduced it all to components of his own system. Continuing with Karl Popper. Essence and idea, the one and the many, substance and accident, form and content. You get the drift, right? Form and content, subject and object, being and becoming, everything and nothing. I'm laughing. I have to laugh because you hear, I'm an elder now, but I've heard this crap my whole life paraded around as the, you know, as the pinnacle of wisdom. And it's not. And I'm really hoping that we can inoculate our youth today from this insidious faux wisdom, phony knowledge. I mean, it's from the perspective of years that I can see how important Karl Popper is and understand why he did this massive work of unmasking these frauds. And Hegel, particularly, and he did not consider Marx a fraud at all. We'll talk more about that. He very much appreciated the sincerity of Karl Marx, the honesty of Karl Marx. And he even believed that there were aspects of Plato that was honest, that he truly, as Bentham, believed that they were working for, you know, the best republic, the best world. Plato lied like a dog, of course, but I mean, the best example, obviously, is what he did to Socrates, and you can't forgive him for that. Although that pales in comparison to the larger betrayal of all humanity, although it falls on his descendants to take the responsibility for that, I suppose, preserving and pushing him forever forward, providing us with the substance behind the vampire metaphor.